This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Congressional representatives of people who live in the Hudson Valley released statements March 2nd about investigations into Russian interference in the recent presidential election in the United States. Congressman John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, issued a statement that was little more than what he has said before. Quote, an investigation into Russia's influence on the 2016 election must be handled in a secure manner so that our vital national security information is not leaked and used against us by our enemies. I believe that the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence is the most appropriate venue to do that, and I am encouraged that both the committee's Republican and Democratic members agreed to proceed with a deeper investigation into these allegations. End quote. While Faso wants to keep things secret, New York Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand released much more specific statements after revelations that Attorney General Jeff Sessions did not answer a question at his confirmation hearing accurately. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants Sessions to resign after reports that Sessions spoke to Russia's ambassador twice last year while Sessions was working as a top advisor and surrogate for Donald Trump's presidential campaign. Quote, there cannot be even the scintilla of doubt about the impartiality and fairness of the attorney general, the top law enforcement official of the land, end quote, Schumer said. Quote, because the Department of Justice should be above reproach for the good of the country, Attorney General Sessions should resign, end quote. On Twitter, Kirsten Gillibrand said, quote, it's clear that AG Sessions gave false testimony under oath at his hearing. This should disqualify him from leading the Justice Department. I'm calling for a special prosecutor and a 9/11-style commission to get to the bottom of Russia's ties to the Trump admin and election hacking, end quote. Emily Masters and Robert Gavin report in the Albany Times-Union that Maria de Jesus Cantarero Mercado from Hudson was not detained by immigration officials in Albany March 1st. Her husband, Ramiro Martinez Chacon, was arrested by federal immigration officers February 7th in his driveway as his 12-year-old and 6-year-old sons watched. The family is from El Salvador. Martinez Chacon, now in the Rensselaer County Jail, faces criminal prosecution for re-entry after deportation, a federal felony punishable by up to 20 years. 25 protesters from the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement and the Capital Region group New Sanctuary for Immigrants protested outside March 1st as Mercado checked in with immigration authorities in Albany, fearful that she would also be deported. The mother of two holds monthly meetings with immigration officials to verify her whereabouts and activity. Quote, if she was deported, what would happen to the children? End quote, the Reverend Shannon Vance Ocampo said Wednesday after Mercado's latest check-in. She was not arrested and, for now, will continue to check in with immigration officials each month. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. The Daily Freeman reports that there will be rolling road closures in Kingston March 4th for the planned People's March for Education Justice. The march, one of several throughout the country, begins at 1 p.m. at Academy Green at Clinton and Albany Avenues. Between 1:30 and 3:30 p.m., Maiden Lane will be closed between Albany and Clinton Avenues, and Broadway will be closed between St. James and Andrew Streets. Organizers are protesting the education policies of President Donald Trump and U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Diane Valden reports in the Columbia paper that New York's Department of Environmental Conservation just purchased 689 acres in Ankrum and Taconic to create the Doodletown Wildlife Management Area. Ankrum Town Supervisor Art Bassin said at the February 16th town board meeting. The Ankrum land amounts to 325 acres and lies between Doodletown and Westfall Roads, said the supervisor. The DEC will make a formal announcement about the purchase in a few weeks. DEC Natural Resources Supervisor Peter Innes wrote the board, quote, the DEC is interested in protecting and enhancing important habitat for a variety of wildlife species, especially the New England cottontail rabbit. This is a species of greatest conservation need in New York and a candidate species for federal listing as threatened or endangered, end quote. Eventually, the DEC might acquire up to 1,500 acres in Ankrum and Taconic to expand the wildlife area. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.